Hey, this is Justin. Listening to the Dave Asprey book, his Game Changers, where he interviewed 450 people. It was interesting. He created a word map of what he of what each of them said, and saw which words showed up the most amount of times inside the interview. So it would be an interesting process to create podcasts, have them transcribe. There's a new tool. What is it called? I think transcribes words automatically for about 10 cents each, pull those into a word map and see what actually gets created over a period of time. That would be a fun experiment to see what's actually important and start to create ideas and projects and start to do connections and do machine learning on the stuff that actually gets spoken inside of those conversations. So I'd love to do that for podcasts that are getting created and just seeing what's been built, what's been created, what can actually get made. It's the whole purpose of effortlessly going from having nothing to having something exist in the world, and to have this sort of derivative content that comes off the main content. And I sat down and read Gary V's 86th slide deck yesterday on how on the process for creating content, and started with a pillar piece of content and then derivative micro content that comes out of it. And I think a lot of people, I was thinking about it, a lot of people focus so much on the micro content piece of it and not the pillar content piece of it. And so you have people who are spending a lot of time, you know, creating what could be micro content. And micro content is something that somebody might absorb, but it's not a big piece. So for me to sit and create this podcast right now, it's very easy. I'm going for a walk. It's not taking away from anything else that I'm doing right now. And what somebody else could come and do on the back of it, they could take the transcription of this, they could turn it into a written piece of content. They could turn it into a video piece of content if you added some images to it. They could turn it into some GIFs. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that you could turn this 2-minute piece of audio into that wouldn't necessarily require my time. Somebody else could start to do that work. So if you're creating a written publication, you know, you could just actually speak what's inside that written publication and then partner people. If you're in a large corporation, it's hire people who necessarily, you know, who might have a better skill at producing the written piece of the work, and but more importantly, are probably going to be less expensive, right? So that's an important thing to do. So you spend your time just doing the speaking, and then you can create a feedback loop. They write it, you can give audio editing, or if they don't mind doing the editing piece of it, they can do the editing work on the backside. But it's a way to be able to create publications, you know, rapidly and not take the time necessarily of, you know, take the time of people whose time could be spent doing other work. So it's like we're just really determining what the best use of time is. But the most important thing is a ton of stuff can get created. There can be a ton of throughput and a ton of different options that can get created inside of, that can get created inside of doing that individual and that specific piece of work. So thanks a lot for listening. Have an amazing day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.